I want to give just a little bit of background on our Russia trip experience. I think it was about 2006 when we had someone come from Slavic Gospel Association. It was David Genn to share with us. I think it was during our missions conference time, which would have been about probably March or April of that year. And I had become familiar with SGA from previous church experience and had some involvement with some of the ministries that were involved in Russia, and thought maybe it would be something we might have an interest in, though I didn't have any idea how deeply we might get involved in it, because after David Genn was here, he encouraged us to come to Russia in February, rather in January of 2007. And now, it's not my idea of a good time to go to Russia in January, but it turned out just before we left that we had a huge snowstorm here, and they had less snow in Russia at the time, so it was okay, and it was the warmest winter they had had in 100 years or something. So the Lord was watching out for us pansy Americans, I think. So anyway, we went there. There were six of us who went at that time, and sort of an exploratory trip to check out the ministry opportunities there, and particularly the Antioch Initiative. And they connected us with the Belgorod region, with Pastor Peter Makushenko, who is the superintendent of that region. And we got to visit with them, got to go attend the church there, got to go visit some of the other churches and orphanages and so on. And so we ended up then going back that fall for the first time and taught. Nate Saltzman and I went, and we taught the course on hermeneutics, and that was the first of a series of 16 courses. We have now gone multiple times over the years and have completed this time course number 13. And we are working in conjunction with First Baptist Church of Rio Rancho, who generally has been going in the spring, and we've been going in the fall. And so we're getting closer to bringing that to conclusion, though Pastor Peter was asking us if there's any chance we might be able to continue this relationship beyond that with some other things. So we'll see if that will transpire. But I want to just give a couple of thoughts before I ask Pat to come up and we start looking at the slides. I want to give a few thoughts on what our teaching was about, and then give Pat a chance to, if you have some summary or of your thoughts before we start looking at the slides as well. We taught on 1 Corinthians this time, and it was partially a survey of the book of an analysis of the book of 1 Corinthians. And if you're familiar with the book of 1 Corinthians, it deals with what? Problems in the church. And so the second part of the study was how to deal with problems in the church. And so it was kind of a dual thing, looking at the overview of the book. And so some of the time we were spending more on just an analysis of the text. Other times we were looking at details of how you handle problems. And so that was some of our emphasis. One of the couple of things that continued to come out to me in terms of it kind of gives us some reason why there's value in us being there. Even though our first course was on hermeneutics and how to understand the Bible, they still have some lingering cultural things that hold them back from kind of being as objective with the text as they could be. They have what some of us sometimes have as well, and that is you read a passage of Scripture and you go to seed on that passage. And you don't realize that there's other passages that need to be kept in balance with that passage. And so, and then they take things really literally, like when they read, greet one another with a holy kiss, they think that means you greet one another with a holy kiss, because it says it right there in the Bible. And not realizing that there is a cultural element to that that might be able to be fulfilled in another way. So, that's one of the things. And then also in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 11, it talks about head coverings. And you know that's kind of an issue over there. And I didn't know exactly where Pastor Peter was coming from in that whole matter. And so we got to find out where he's coming from. And it was interesting because we talked to, when we went through that, and I kind of explained kind of, you know, what my understanding of the text was, that it gives a basic principle and then it gives a couple of illustrations. One is a cultural illustration. The other is an illustration from creation. The hair is a head covering, and that shows this idea of this submission and the order that God has placed things in. And the materials, the notebook that we used was pretty clear and how it related to things, but Pastor Peter was kind of wishing we would just kind of blow over that one and skip it, because his understanding was that we can't back off on the head covering thing, because if you do that, then, you know, who knows what else you're going to give up in the name of cultural accommodation. However, after that, we had a chance to talk with Misha, who was staying at the church, so that when Pastor Peter wasn't there in the evening, they had talked among themselves, and most of the other students are seeing it from the perspective where we're coming from. And it's just a reminder that there are some things that die hard in terms of our cultural influence, and we don't see it because we're immersed in our culture. And it's just a reminder, we need to kind of look around too and try to be as objective as we can and realize there are some things that we do where we're immersed in our culture that we don't realize. And they can see it over there sometimes that, you know, we're kind of messed up in our understanding. We're over here looking over there and say, you're kind of messed up in your understanding. And maybe there's somewhere in between that we need to come back, okay, what does the Bible really say? And do I understand the Bible literally at the level at which it's intended, because there are different levels of understanding. So anyway, that's just a little bit of background on that. And I want to come ask Pat to come on up. And if you have just a little bit of an overview or impression that you want to share, and then we'll start looking at the slides, and we'll have some observations along the way as we go.
So I don't think I want to give an overview so much as just tell a couple of things that really struck me. One of them is, so this trip was really great for me, because I had some oddball preconceived notions of how things were over there and how the people were, you know, kind of based on the 1960s Cold War stuff that, you know, I grew up in. And so a lot of you kind of can understand some of that. So I got to see the place and meet the people, and that, to me, that was just great, you know. And of course, very few of them actually spoke English. A couple of people did, but through our translator Misha, I got to, you know, talk with these guys and get to know them. And you know, they're people just like you and me, brothers in Christ, and they're struggling through, you know, they're working out their faith with fear and trembling. And that was the number one thing that I was able to take away, that I, you know, they're just like us, and they're, as David said, they have maybe some different issues in understanding the word, but you know, they're working through those. And so to the extent that we can help each other out, that, you know, that's really great. And I hope that this trip, you know, furthered that for them and for us. I guess that's the main thing I really wanted to get across.